Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Century Plyboards India Limited Q3 FY23 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Navin Agrawal, Head Institutional Equities at SKP Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you to this financial results conference call on behalf of Century Plyboards and SKP Securities. We have with us Mr. Sajjan Bajanka, Chairman, along with his colleagues, Mr. Sanjay Agarwal, Managing Director and CEO, Mr. Keshav Bajanka, Executive Director, and Mr. Nehal Shah, CSO and Head Investor Relations. A reminder, during the course of the discussion, there may be certain forward-looking statements, and these must be viewed in conjunction with the risk that the company faces. We'll have the opening remarks from Mr. Sanjay Agarwal, followed by a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Sanjay ji.
Thank you everyone for taking your valuable time out for attending the Q3 FY23 Century Plyboards investor conference call. I am Sanjay Agarwal, MD and CEO of Century Plyboards India Limited. I have alongside with me Mr. Keshav Bajanka, Executive Director, Mr. Nehal Shah, Head of Investor Relations and CSO, and our respected Chairman, Mr. Sajjan Bajanka. I presume that every one of you would have gone through our numbers in detail. Let me still brief you on the key highlights of Q3. Despite the slower than anticipated pickup in demand post the festive season and sustained inflationary environment, CPIL managed to achieve rupees 877 crore revenue in Q3 FY23, which is just 2.6% lower quarter-on-quarter. On a year-on-year basis, revenue grew by 3.3%. Our plywood and laminate segment revenue recorded 10% and 5% year-on-year growth, while MDF and particle board segment revenue degrew 7% and 8% year-on-year for the quarter. With the sustained input cost pressure in timber prices in particular, CPIL's overall gross margins were adversely impacted by 310 basis points on year-on-year basis and 90 basis points on sequential basis to 32%. The company's EBITDA margins, adjustment for impairment loss of Myanmar subsidiary too, were lower by 330-210 basis points to 15.2% on year-on-year, quarter-on-quarter basis respectively. While plywood and laminate EBITDA margins contracted by 180 basis points and 310 basis points quarter-on-quarter, we saw EBITDA margin contraction of 280 basis points and 810 basis points on sequential basis in our MDF and particle board segment. Timber prices continue to remain at elevated levels and is expected to trend higher over the next quarter. Chemical prices, particularly phenol, melamine, and U.S. resin, have softened a bit in last three, four months and are likely to further soften over the next two, three months. Price increases taken in Q3 FY23. Plywood, 4% on Scenic MR in South India in November 2022. Post Q3, we have taken a 2% price increase across all products except Scenic MR in January 2023. Laminate MDF, MDF MDF. Particle board prices have been cut 4.5% in prelam particle board in November, 10% in plain particle board in December, and in January, a price cut of 10% in plain and 5 to 10% on film and particle board has been taken. Our MDF downstream expansion at Hoshiarpur has manufactured its first board and is likely to commence production in March 23. Our South MDF capex is running as per schedule and is expected to come on stream in second half of FY24. Our greenfield laminate manufacturing unit in Andhra would come up in two phases. The first phase is expected to become operational in Q2 FY24. As far as our greenfield plywood project in Hoshiarpur is concerned, we have finalized the capex of rupees 100 crores, which would have a manufacturing capacity of 60,000 CBM of plywood per annum in the first phase. The land has been now acquired and project is likely to come in the stream by Q3 FY24. Greenfield particle board project in Chennai. In the last board meet, we had approved investing in a large particle board project with a capacity of 1200 CBM, with an investment outlay of rupees 550 crore. Currently, interactions are on with the machine vendor and the decision are likely to be finalized very soon. Our working capital stands reduced by 3 more days to 52 days in Q3 FY23 on a sequential basis. We remain a net cash positive company with net cash position of rupees 208 crore as on 31st 12 22. Our Q3 ROCE stands at 23.12%. Considering the board decision to dispose of its investment in its Myanmar subsidy, we have further taken an impairment on our investment in Myanmar subsidy to the extent of 2.37 crore in Q3, in addition to 47 crore impairment taken in Q2. And with this, that the Myanmar chapter is closed. Now, I will request and open the call for question and answers. I will also request that all this discussion and this call could not be construed as invitation for any investments. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Each participant is requested to limit himself or herself to a maximum of 2 questions. Time permitting, we shall revert for any further questions that you may have which remained unanswered. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Rahul Agarwal from InCred Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good evening, and thank you so much for the opportunity and congrats on a reasonable performance given volatile demand trends, sir. Sir, 2 questions. Firstly, on the overall growth, we are seeing patchy demand across different building material products in last quarter. You have shared your views earlier on long-term sustainability of, you know, each of your revenue segment growth, going forward. And I'm aware of that. But just given current trends, I need some help on fiscal 24. If you could share your views on each segment, you know, what is the revenue growth we should assume, since some capacities will also start over the next 6 to 9 months for laminates and MDF. Could you help me with some kind of internal understanding on this, sir? This is the first question.
So I will first answer the question. I think that is better. Then you can ask the second one. Okay?
Yes, please.
Okay. So in plywood, we have always been telling 13 to 15, but I think now because of the raw material prices, we are trying to revise it to 12 to 14.
Sir, I am talking about the revenue growth.
Okay.
Sir, I was referring to revenue growth. Sir.
Yeah. Okay. So revenue growth, plywood, volume I think we are looking at about 15% in next 1-2 quarters, and value-wise about 20%. Lamb, we had actually been looking at a much higher one, but now we are looking at about 5%, and value-wise about 15%. And yes, has been looking lower because the expansion has been delayed. So whatever we had projected will be achieved once the expansion comes into full form. But presently, for this quarter, we are looking for the year, we are looking at 5% and 15% in value. Particle board, volume is about flat. And
sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Agarwal. Sir, there is an echo coming from your line.
Yeah, I can see it. Earlier it was not there, but suddenly it has come.
Mr. Nehal Shah, please self-mute your audio.
हमारा वो ना क्या mute कर लो ना mute है now can you hear clearly
yes sir thank you
yeah so could you hear what I said or do you want me to repeat it
sir I'll repeat it if you can confirm plywood volume 15% next two quarters 20% in value laminates volume 5% and value 3% MDF volumes 5%
value 15% five and 15
okay MDF is 5 and 15. Volumes 5 and 15 and particle board volumes flat and value we, I couldn't hear sir.
About 15 to 20%. This one we are telling is for the year for Q4 FY23 and after that actually the situation is so volatile I don't think we should be actually telling you that what we will be doing for FY24. So I think next quarter we will be in a better position to tell you more realistic data.
Now, okay, the numbers that were given were for FY23. So, for FY23, the numbers that we have spoken, those old acquisitions. And for FY24, as you know, the new capacity for MDF is coming on board. And we have a new capacity for laminates also coming on board. So, right now, we are not giving any guidance. We'll work on the same. And depending on the commissioning of the capacity, we'll be able to give you guidance over the course of the month or month and a half.
Got it, Keshav. And lastly, the second question on MDF. You know, there is a lot of discussion and uncertainty around, you know, revenue growth and margins for MDF within our investor fraternity. You know, just need a help on that as well. Based on your own internal estimates, how much new capacity for MDF is coming up in fiscal 24 and fiscal 25 in India separately? If you could help me with that. And, you know, what is the worst case EBITDA margin we should plot, you know, for Century EBITDA over the next two fiscals?
Okay, so if you want for capacity, what is coming up, Nehal, do you have the data now?
In terms of industry capacity, so I don't have the data at this point in time, but if you look at the current year, the key plants which are coming on stream would be Green Ply, which is coming in western part of India. You have Action, which is coming up in the north, and we are going to set up in south of India. So these are large three capacities, including few unorganized ones which are coming. So these are the key capacities which are likely to come in the system. So I'll share the data once I have it on hand. So currently it's not with me at this point in time.
Got it. Any worst case margins, you know, what we can do given this capacity?
So given the capacity, so until the new capacity comes in, we are pretty confident on achieving 20 to 25% margins on the particle on the MDF segment. Once the capacities first come on stream, I think probably we'll review the same and get back to you on that. It's too early to take a call once let the capacity come in and then we'll review and then give a fresh guidance on the margins. I think till the time that the capacity comes in. From any large industry player, I think we are still holding on to 20 to 25% margins.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much for answering my questions. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you, Rahul.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Hiren Kumar Takurlal Desai, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, the first thing is a bit of a feedback. I have sent an email to your investor relation guy, but did not get any response. So
So I think you can improve on that. The question is, what is the impact you are having on our margin due to imports now that the shipping rates are pretty? That's my question.
Yeah. So you see, it is mostly impacting the margin rates have been impacted till now for imports, mainly particle board. There actually the margin earlier which you were talking about 25% always, we are now actually reducing it to 20%, but around 20% should be our margin still.
And MDF?
And MDF, we have been talking of about 25 plus always, but now again we are revising it to 20 to 25. Because till now there are no changes, much changes in the pricing. But there may be small changes because the imports are going to come in and we should be ready for it.
And just a clarification that is our plywood and laminate also have a significant import component or is it not much?
Plywood does not have much of an imported this thing, and whether those chemicals are there which are actually already the prices are getting lower and lower because of the shipping rates have come down. In plywood, the margins are affected by a little bit only because of the increase in raw material prices in India. So that actually, it's a cycle of plantation, so it may now stay at these levels for a year. So, or maybe 2 years, or maybe 6 months. But whatever we have done in last quarter, we will be doing a little better because we have already increased the prices and the margins should improve as far as cloud is concerned. LAM, we have been talking always about 14 to 15%. Now we are saying that about 13 to 15%. So there is not much changes. But the import component in laminate, the base paper, the top decorative paper is imported, and the glue, the melamine is again imported. Where the prices are going?
I got that. My question was more on the finished product import. So, is there any significant import of finished plywood and laminate?
No. There is no laminate or plywood. India has established itself as a supplier of laminate to the world now. Even China has taken a beating, and even China has accepted that India is superior. But yes, as far as particle board and MDF is concerned, these were imported earlier, this will be imported again. But we are working on different ways and means to even export at times, even go to the government to take some kind of a safety measure. All those efforts are on, but until and unless they happen, yes, the import will impact a little bit. And actually, what we have done is last after COVID, because of the imports, before that, whatever profits we were making were okay. But then we all got adjusted to the new very high profits. So as far as particle board is concerned, especially, so that has already actually been mostly corrected. I don't see any further, whatever has been done, I don't see any further price reduction in particle board now.
Okay. The second question is related to your experience on the, so what is the typical lag of purchase of this plywood and board and everything in relation to the real estate cycle? So the question really is, let's say a house is purchased, apartment or a house is purchased, then after what period of time do the furniture comes into picture? The idea behind the question.
I understand your question.
Yeah.
So you see, actually you all know, we all know that in India, real estate market was passing through a very bad phase. So there was a lot of inventory. And that's why I believe that last whatever good time we had was because of the clearance of that inventory and people are moving into new houses and making them. Now going forward from here, a lot of new projects have been approved, are on. You can see daily newspapers. You can find that yes, a lot of them will be coming. As far as this gap from the day I buy, it all depends whether I have bought when the land was, the project was announced at that time, or I have bought as a finished group flat. So it depends. Because if a project is going to be, you know, established now, then it may take about two and a half years to even erection of the building. And if I buy a ready-made flat, then usually after I buy a ready-made flat, it is within a year that we try to do. Because there are not many investors now. Most of them, people now into all this are real users, actual users. So that's why the moment I buy, I'm excited to get into my new residence. So it happens fast.
Thank you. Mr. Desai, may we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions. The next question is from the line of Achal Lohade from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, wanted a clarification. If you look at the ply has been growing at a fairly steady pace. If you look at for the quarter, it is up 6% YOY, 11% on 3-year CAGR. Why do you see a laminate is seeing a volume drop, YOY, and a very subdued volume growth, and MDF is declining. So, you know, if you could clarify or give some sense in terms of the demand scenario, has the demand really taken a beating and that's why everything is looking big? But the plywood is doing very well. Can you elaborate a little bit on this? Because this is happening for last couple of quarters.
You see, if I look at plywood, in plywood, you see, we are, if you really see, the total market is huge. And we are trying to get into the belly of that market. So that's why I still believe that plywood has a big upside for us in times to come. We have been doing many experiments. You all know, we have told them from time to time. I don't want to get into details right now. So all those experiments are resulting, but not the kind of results we actually expected. But yes, they are resulting and we are seeing an upside into plywood. As far as MDF is concerned, you see, we have not grown because our capacity did not come into production. It has been delayed. We expected it to come a little earlier. Now it will come into March. Laminate, I will leave laminate to Keshav actually, but as far as MDF is concerned, MDF is, will grow and MDF is growing. We don't have the capacity, so that's why we cannot grow if there is a demand. And that's why you see the prices in particle board has gone down, but the prices in MDF has not gone down till now, excepting 2, 3, 4% here and there in South somewhere, I wish I happened, but not much. Why? That means MDF demand is robust, good. Plywood demand is good. It is only our weakness. I must say that we have not increased the prices to another by another 2%. We have only increased 2%. But yes, we will come around that actually.
So,
Keshav, can you tell him about the laminate? Are you there?
Yes. Yes, I'm here. Am I audible?
Yeah, can hear you.
Yes, I was saying that in laminate, last quarter was definitely a disappointment. I think that demand on the ground has been relatively weak. So this could be as a result of huge pressure from the unorganized players, but we are working on solutions around the same. I think there could be a further one or two quarters where we face a challenge, but post that, we have our strategies in place. And from Q2 next year onwards, I'm expecting to see a good turnaround in London.
Sorry, I couldn't catch you in between. You said demand is relatively weak. And the competition from the unorganized has increased. Have I got it, sir?
Yes, exactly. This is the current scenario on ground, and we are working on strategies to combat the same. Nothing changes overnight, but we might see one or two quarters of muted demand going forward, post which we are very confident from Q2 onwards, we shall have a change round. We are launching a second segment also. So I think from quarter two of next year, you will see a much better growth in London.
Right. So, if I see in case of my, like Sanjayji pointed out, it's to do with the mid-segment which is driving the growth. Does that mean the margins, what you have indicated, is more of to normal now and not really a one-off sort of phenomenon for both laminate and plywood?
It's higher thickness press, a 14 by 6 press, higher size press. We're coming up with a 10 by 4 press as well. So these are sizes in which you were never present. So as we have a product offering, there is going to be a tremendous scope for us to increase overall volumes. So there are segments we are not present in, and as well as that, we are exploring other avenues which might be in the same thing.
Sorry, moderator, I am not able to hear. So
this is the operator. Mr. Keshav Bhajanka, sir, we are not able to hear you.
Hello.
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 Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Am I audible?
Yeah, Keshav. Go ahead. Yeah, we can hear you now, Keshav.
I would say,
yeah.
There are multiple options we are working on. So this is a larger size press that we'll be commissioning by Q2 of next year. That is going to add a tremendous amount of growth to our overall top line. Other than that, the other segments that we are contemplating, but right now haven't chosen, so we'll give you details as and when they go forward.
Understood. And just one more question on the particle board. You have taken a 10% price cut. What is driving this? Is that entirely landed cost of imports, price difference earlier and now in terms of our selling price and the landed cost of imports?
You see, as far as particle board is concerned, the major customer is OEMs. There is not much of a play of a brand name, excepting a little bit, 2%, I must say. There is a benefit of a brand, but not a big play. Even MDF in India has started getting a benefit of a brand by 7 to 8% by now. Well, plywood, has a very huge benefit, but particle board does not get more than 2-4% of benefit because of the brand. And because of the imports and the user is mostly a very cost-conscious person, he is not a customer. So that is why actually these prices have come down very fast. As far as MDF is concerned, MDF buyer is an OEM, but MDF is being used by many customers and many architects and many contractors also. And there we have a lot of value-added. About 50% of our product is actually value-added product. So that's why MDF probably has not been impacted till now so much. But particle board is the easiest thing to get impacted, yes. And it is only because of the import prices.
The kind of price disruption you have seen, does that alter your plans with respect to particle board capacity at 20% margin? What is the IRR we would expect?
Yeah, so on the particle board side, at the current price levels, the IRR or the ROC is what comes to would be around 15 to 20% levels. Having said that, we have not yet built in the savings what we would get from the continuous press. So we would work that out once the operations start. But yes, we would get benefit of at least 5 to 7% on the raw material side as well. So we would still believe that 50 to 20% on a continuous line, we should still be able to generate our ROC at the current level of pricing.
And this is post-tax, or this is pre-tax
numbers? These are all pre-tax numbers.
Thanks, I'll come back in the follow-ups.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhananjay Bagrodia from ASK Group. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I just wanted to ask you, sir, what cost advantages would we have while putting up a new factory for MDF versus...
Mr. Bagrodia, sorry to interrupt you. Sir, please use the handset mode. The audio is unclear from your line.
One sec. Hello? Is this better?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you, sir, what cost differential or cost benefits we would have versus other players in MDF? When we set up a capacity?
I couldn't get you actually.
What cost benefit would we have while setting up a capacity in MDF versus the other players who are also setting up similar capacities?
why should there be a cost benefit? Because everybody is buying from that market, selling into that market. So I don't see the only benefit Century Ply has is that most of our funds are internal, and whatever loan, small loan we will be taking, probably we will be able to repay it within a very short period. And so that is why it is a very big guarantee to our investors that even we will be little better than others. That's it. The sustainability is much better. The profit will be a little bit certainly better than others. That's it.
Okay, sure. So there's no cost benefit such, and even on the sale, but even on the sell price, would we be selling ours real high versus competitors, or would that also be similar then?
Again, I could not understand.
No.
Prices, you see, there are two kinds of competition as far as MDF is concerned. One is unorganized small manufacturers, most of them are in Gujarat, and there are these large ones. So in large ones also, there are people who, I'm not taking the name, who sell about 6% cheaper to us. The smaller ones sell us about 7 to 8%, even in North India there are many MDF manufacturers. They sell about 6 to 8% cheaper to us. As far as particle board is concerned, again, this Gujarat guys sell 3-4% cheaper to us. That's all, because in particle board there is not much of a difference. But yes, there is a difference in price of the size. So there we have a big advantage when we are manufacturing, say, 9x6 or 8x6. So in particle board, that is the size which sells most. So there we have a very big advantage, and all the small manufacturers manufacture 8x4. So there is a price gain we have, because this larger size yields better yield to the user. So the wastage in their factory is much, much lesser.
Okay. And then plywood also, would our production have any cost advantages as we scale up versus other players?
You see, in the existing factories, whatever we have been able to utilize, our capacity is higher. Certainly, it will have better margins in times to come, because we are utilizing more and more capacity with the same kind of fixed expenses. You know, we are trying many, many different new schemes as far as laminate is concerned, plywood is concerned, and in the market, we are trying to make them organized markets. Of course, it is taking its own time. So I believe that, yes, in plywood, there will be a cost advantage if we utilize our capacities higher than others.
Okay. Sure. Because I'm just trying to wonder, sir, if, let's say, MDF, as you've seen prices decrease and imports increase, at what level would it be that where other players will start, like, either maybe shutting down or make sure the prices don't fall at a certain range and not discount anymore? Because if we have a cost advantage, at least then we are safeguarded on the downside.
You're talking about MDF?
I think...
Hello?
Are you talking about MDF?
Yes.
So in MDF, we, I told you, we do not have much cost advantage.
Huh.
And smaller guys have the advantage of, you know, the personal connect with the dealer and all that. So in certain areas, they will do a little better, or they are able to supply 5-6% cheaper, and their profits and all that are not there in the public domain. So we really don't know whether they are making. You see, ek baat aur bhi, we must understand that all these small manufacturers in North are using a daylight hot press technology, where they can manufacture only thicker grade MDF. They cannot manufacture the thinner grades. And these 3-4 manufacturers who are into quantity press, we can manufacture a better quality, and we can also manufacture the thinner grades.
Yeah.
So that is where the advantage we have. So anybody who wants to buy, he buy all these thicknesses. So we have a better advantage. But if you are talking of a cost advantage, I don't see any cost advantage as far as MDF is concerned.
I'd just like to add one point here. You see, when you set up a capacity, to utilize that capacity is a separate subject altogether, right? It is not, you just can't set up a plant and hope to run it to the hilt within a year. But in the case of Century, we are able to run our plants to capacity much faster than others. So that gives us economy to scale as far as our overheads are concerned. So that does become a cost advantage compared to anybody else in the market.
Thank you. Mr. Bagrodia, may we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions? We'll take the next question from the line of Mohit Agrawal from IIFL. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is on the plywood business. So if you could give some comments on the industry demand, especially after the recent price hike in late December, early Jan. And within our portfolio, you know, the mix between the premium products like Prime and Architect Ply versus Scenic, in the last few years, how has that mix, you know, improved towards Scenic? I remember you have said earlier it is about 30%, about a couple of years back. Is that, has that Scenic ratio improved?
You see, exact ratio I do not have right now. And we have not, never cared, I think, if 30%, I don't know from where it has come. But I must tell you that we are working, that we must grow in our premium segment also. The percentage may be small. So we do not allow it to go down at all under any circumstances, because that is where the profit lies. And the growth will actually come from the Scenic segment, where actually our growth is excellent. And whether it was last quarter or December, or things are looking up. To tell you more than this, I don't think the numbers are, you know, we never have discussed actually what is the percentage.
So just to give you some more color to what MD added, I think as far as value addition is concerned, if you look at Club Prime, which is a key segment, that continues to grow. Obviously, the growth rate has been lower. Within Scenic, one important thing one should notice, that while we are considerably going faster in Scenic, the growth is now coming much, much faster from Scenic 710 than Scenic MR. So despite the fact that we are selling more Scenic, our margin doesn't get distorted much, because even within the Scenic segment, we are moving on to value addition with selling more of 710 above Scenic MR. And that's how we have been able to protect our margins as well at the same time.
Okay, understood. And sir, you know, on your earlier comments about timber availability, if I hear that correctly, you mentioned that timber prices could be elevated for about a year or two. Is that correct, sir?
You see, this is a cycle. I think Sajan Bhaiya is there. I think he is a better person to comment on this subject. Sajan Bhaiya?
Actually, I couldn't follow the question properly.
The prices of timber have increased, and then that may stay for some time, because it's a question of a cycle. And ultimately, it will come down, but not in a very near future. So his question is to be, how much of it is true? That is what he wants to know. So, some kind of details only, if I think you have a better perception about the transition.
I can take up the question. Basically, the prices are going up of timber, and it will continue going up for some more time, because during the year, 5 to 7 years back, the plantation activity at its lowest, and that time there was surplus plantation, and the prices were highly subdued, so farmers shifted to other cash crops. But in the last 3-4 years, things improved, and there is good demand from all the segments, for the lower girth in plywood and MDF, for the higher girth from peeling. So the massive plantation is going on. So say in next 2-3 years, there it would be balanced. There would be like matching demand and supply, and I think that will stay for a long period, because both things are maturing. Plantation is maturing, and at the same time, industry is maturing. And now one thing is clearly known to everybody, that the Indian panel industry now is fully dependent on plantation timber, MDF, particle board, and plywood. So this is gradually things will mature, and there is, of course, expansion in both activities, plantation and as well as plywood manufacturing, both are moving in a very rapid pace upward.
Okay. Understood, sir. This is very clear. So should we work with on the margin, should we work with a 12-13% margin for the next couple of years, or do you think that?
I think in between, due to certain things, global disruption and other things, so chemical prices and everything increased. But prior to that, we had good inventory of all the chemicals and cores and everything at the earlier rate. So in between, there was good margin because of low cost of the inventory and particularly the raw material, whereas the prices for the finished product improved substantially. So the improved prices are maintained. And now both it's like the timber prices are going up, chemical prices are coming down. So now things are stabilizing, and this present the our forecast, I think, would be valid for next few years. And now our growth will come from the volumes. It will mainly come from volume. The margin would remain more or less constant.
Thank you, Mr. Agarwal. May we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions. Ladies and gentlemen, please limit your questions to two per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we would request you to rejoin the question queue. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Agarwal from VT Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted some help on the guidance. I couldn't get it clearly for FY 2023 revenue and margin guidance. If you could repeat that.
Yeah, sure. So, what we are now guiding for is in plywood segment, we maintain our earlier guided growth of 15% volume and 20% value. In laminate, instead of 15% and 15% volume and value, which was guided earlier, we now guide for 5% plus volume and 15% plus value. In MDF, what we were guiding earlier was 20% plus, and that was largely because of our expectation of the Hoshiarpur plant, the brownfield expansion kicking in, which was expected to be earlier. Now with that getting delayed, we expect a 5% plus volume growth for this year and 15% value growth for the year. In particle board, because of import prices hitting the southern region and thus demand getting hit, we are expecting flat volumes for this financial year and 12 to 15% in terms of value growth.
Okay, great. Thank you, sir. And sorry, on the margins?
On the margins, in plywood, we are conservatively guiding for 12 to 12 to 14% versus 13 to 15% earlier. Laminate, 13 to 15% versus 14 to 16% earlier. MDF and particle board at 20 to 25% versus 25% plus earlier.
Okay. So any reasons for the laminates margin revision? Is it because of unorganized players, or is it because of chemical, the raw material prices, anything?
No, as far as RM prices are concerned, I think that the chemical prices are more or less offset for the paper prices, which have been trending higher. However, it's more to do with the operating deleverage, where the growth has come down to some extent versus what we were growing earlier, because of the competitive intensity increasing. I think that's the only case. Otherwise, margins are pretty much there and there.
Okay, got it. And so on the MDF imports, like are we seeing any like tapering down of imports in the second half of January? Like, did we see imports going down in the second half of January or something?
So if you look at the data which has come in, the October was around 18,000 CBM, which was imported. November was 21,000. December, it has got tapered down to 18,000 again. Jan data is still not out, probably will be out in next 3-4 days. I think intensity still remains the same, around 18,000 to 20,000 CBM, which is being imported regularly.
Thank you. Mr. Agarwal, may we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions. The next question is from the line of Praveen Sahay from Prabhudas Lilladher. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. So, sir, first question is related to the MDF. As I can see that the, from the last three quarters, the realization were maintained. However, the margin were contracted. Even in the last Q2 to Q3, gross margin has been also quite maintained. So can you give some color, like why the, you know, the margin is a contracting, but the realization you are maintaining that?
It is basically, you know, you have, I think in all our products you will see because of the rise in prices of timber. So there has been considerable rise in prices and they are impacting the profits or the margins. Going ahead, I think the prices of timber, we do not see immediate or early months or a few quarters, we don't see it going down. Our chairman has very clearly told. There is no other reason. Otherwise, we have been maintaining our quantity a little bit here and there is different, and production and sale and prices have not really changed till now. Which we may a little bit in times to come, but then not much till now.
Okay. And the next question is related to the laminate. There also I can see that the realization is continuously increasing while the volume is going down. So, Lion, you are saying there is a competition from the unorganized increasing. So, competition is coming in the, you know, like a higher grade or something? How to read these numbers?
For us, 1LM, which is our highest grade production, is the profit driver. In the 1LM segment, we have been facing pressure. But the increase in prices that you are referring to is primarily due to raw material cost increase, which has been passed on to the market. However, the reduction in margins is due to a constraint in growth of our 1LM segment, which we are working on right now. And hopefully within the next quarter or two, we'll be able to come with a way to further this growth.
Thank you. Mr. Sai, may we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions. The next question is from the line of Arun Baid from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. This is for Sanjayji, sir. Sir, in MDF, the industry was, you know, lobbying for anti-dumping duty. So can you just tell us, like, how's the situation there? What do you expect? And if at all, when?
You are with us, actually. We are wishing us all the best. We are trying our best, actually. But you know how things are. And we were expecting that on furniture, actually, this PLI will also come. And there were a lot of talks in the newspapers, everything, and even this time, still the talks are there that furniture will be included in the PLI. If furniture is included in PLI, then there will be a huge push to use of MDF and furniture board in the country.
There is one development. So, yeah, there is we from the tribunal, we got a favorable order because last time, this countervailing duty was approved. But it was turned down by the finance ministry. Mm. So the tribunal, it has ordered and requested finance ministry to relook into that, because finance ministry neither they rejected nor they approved, and there was a security time period of 3 months to notify the intervention of anti-dumping and countervailing. So that was less due to no action from finance ministry. So the tribunal order to finance ministry to relook into that and review the situation. And apart from that, anti-dumping request from the industry is almost ongoing for all the things. Again, the hearing will take place for a different time period, and this will go on. But we have seen now Government of India is very, very reluctant to impose anti-dumping very regularly.
And the second thing was with regards to your guidance, which you mentioned in case of MDF at 20-25% as sustainable. So my question here is, you know, this is at what realization? So your current realization blended wise is about 34,000 rupees. So, which obviously is a mix of your plain and prelam. But when you say 20-25%, it's broadly what? Should we look at this realization and into ballpark 20-25%? How should you look at that number? Because my view of looking at the industry is that you should look at EBITDA per CBA. Because your margins may change if your realization do change. So when you think of the industry, how would you look at that?
So coming to your question on the realization front, so we see our realization staying between 3,500 to 34,000 range, considering the value mix what we sell in the market today. So if those realizations tapered, then we believe our margins of 20-25% should not be a problem. So it's more to do with the product mix, which to us, I think that should remain steady. And since we are more on the northern side, we are a north-based company at this point in time with a factory only in north. So we're more, we are like well averse with what imports do in the southern region or in the western region to do so. So I think till the time the new capacities come on to play, I think we are more or less confident of achieving 20-25% margins at this point in time.
Thank you. Mr. Baid, may we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions. The next question is from the line of Bhavin Rupani from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So we understand that India generally imports plain MDF and particle boards. So can you please give us some sense on the current landed cost of both MDF and particle boards versus domestic prices?
I think in particle board, now we are practically equal to the landed cost of particle board from import. So I don't see any downside as far as the particle board is concerned for that. But in MDF, yes, there is a difference. But because we are mainly north and for say next 1 year time, we can say we are in north. And to take this MDF to north, it's a low value product and it's a costly transportation within India through road. So the effect of the prices of import is not as high as it is in south. So whatever declarations we are giving now, this about 20% or 20-25% for India, I think we will do this for the Q4 now. And maybe by that time we'll be more clearer. We are speaking with many people to understand their cost actually, at what price can they actually sell, what is the price they can go down. But I have a silver lining here actually. I believe from reports that China is really operating at a very low demand at the moment, and the demands have not opened up because of their own internal issues. But it is being told to us that China is going to open up within next 2 months, and the particle board or the MDF, whichever is being dumped in India right now at the moment, may not be so high, and the prices also may not be so low. But then again, these are only expectations and news we hear from machinery manufacturers or people we talk to. So it may not be very, very authentic.
And as far as the cost is concerned, ours is one of the lowest cost of production in the whole world. And like in countries like China, Vietnam, Thailand, all the countries, our cost is the lowest. So that way we don't have a long-term challenge. And another thing is that it is mainly Vietnam and other things due to the China factor. They have a lot of inventory. And basically, they are dumping this thing at a lower price. And in particular board, there is a very good case for anti-dumping. So maybe we can go in that.
Thank you. Mr. Rupani, may we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions. The next question is from the line of Achal Lohade from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the follow-up opportunity. With respect to the the delay in the Hoshiarpur plant, what is the reason for this delay? Is it the availability of the equipment, labor, or it just
No, it's very simple. It's very, very simple. The equipment supplier has done all the badmashi and whether one day Keshav HPD got them over phone and Keshav had to threaten them practically that we are now going to newspaper and publicize what you are doing to us. Then only they got back to some kind of
Hello. Sorry to interrupt you, sir. Sir, is the audio is muffled. Please use the handset mode.
Okay.
Actually, the machines and the technicians, they were supposed to come from China. And the embargo on Chinese people in India is still continuing. Government of India not allowing Chinese technicians and the all to come to India. So they have taken some people from Malaysia, trained them in China, and then they are carrying Malaysian passport. So they have come to commission our plant. So this main delay is due to that. This thing, but the good thing is that trial production already we have taken, and the trial production is going on now and gradually picking up. So commercial production would be commenced maybe very soon.
Okay, no, because what I'm asking is, if the leading player like us is facing a challenge in commissioning a brownfield, I'm just curious, the kind of capacity we are imagining, the timeline, could there be a substantial change to those timelines?
Yeah, but it is still, even after this delay, it has been commissioned within less than a year. Because there was another challenge. It was in the existing plant, but without disrupting the ongoing production, side by side with the existing plant, the whole new plant in the same shed, it was erected, and now the trial production has already been commissioned. And the things we initiated by the end of last January. So within a year, we have erected the plant and the trial, other things, in spite of other delays due to the non-availability of the 10 people from China for commissioning the plant.
Just one addition here. You see, for Andhra, we are taking a machinery from Germany. We are not taking a machinery from China. So that becomes a safeguard on its own, because as you know, in this existing capacity in Hoshiarpur, the main delay was due to the fact that the Chinese engineers couldn't visit India, and then we had to get engineers from other countries, from the same supplier, and all those instances took place. In the case of Andhra, our machinery is from Europe, so here that same challenge will not be taken place.
Thank you. Mr. Lohade, may we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Kumar Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Good evening. My question pertains to the NDF. I just want you to understand which of the cost elements for Indian players put us at a disadvantage versus imported NDF landing at ports?
Sorry, I could not really understand fully. Can you repeat, please?
In the MDF, and what my understanding is that we have a cost disadvantage versus the imported players. Is this understanding right? We mean the Indian manufacturer.
You are saying we have a cost advantage?
No, disadvantage. We have a higher cost of production.
Cost of production over the exporters?
The imports coming in India.
No, oh, yeah, just Sanjay, I will try to.
Believe.
Mm. There are the main ingredients in MDF. The first and foremost is the timber. Second, chemical. Third is electricity. And fourth, the other overhead, manpower and the all things. and then transportation marketing role are there. So, and comparative disadvantage against the imports, in the southern India, the entire southern India is surrounded by ports. There, this is more glaring, this disadvantage. Otherwise, in North India,
the length. Audio is unclear from your line, sir. Sir, I would request you to repeat yourself.
How it is it okay now?
Yes, sir, it is better.
In between, chemical prices drastically increased. That is gradually coming down. But the timber prices are increasing. So in that MDF, chemical component is little big. And other things are more or less stable in India. And that way, the labor-wise, we are the cheapest in the world. And timber-wise, more or less at the moment, we are at par. In South India, timber is cheaper. In North, timber is costlier. And the realization in North is better than South. So that way, that compensates. So the MDF industry, we are more or less at par with our counter people is there in China and other countries. And China, particularly, they don't have surplus material now. And the MDF and particle board is not usually coming from China to India. It is coming from this Thailand, Malaysia, Vietnam, Sri Lanka, from these countries.
Okay, so what I understand is the pricing difference at the port, at the southern, South India versus import versus domestic, the price difference is close to 10 to 20%. Despite, and I would assume these suppliers are, who are exporting to India, they would also be making healthy margins, correct me if I am wrong. So, if they are making similar margins for domestic player, and if the price is different...
The audio is unclear from your line.
Sorry, is it better now?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so what I am saying, sir, ki in South, timber prices are lower versus North. So, we are competitive. India is competitive on the timber pricing in southern markets. But despite that, the imported prices for MDF in the South is at least 10 to 20% differential versus the domestic supplier's price. So, and even the exporters to India would be making some profitability. So, where are why should this pricing difference sustain? You know, why should our margin be at rest?
There is one advantage to us because particle board goes 100% to OEMs and there is no brand value. So they just see the product as a commodity and it is being used. But MDF, most of it nowadays goes to the retail market through the private dealers and the old things. And here the branding has a role to play. Because now we are fetching at least 8 to 10% better price in comparison to the imported product. And more or less same is with the other peers like Green or Exxon, or they are also fetching better price. So that advantage would remain with us. So that advantage is not there in India.
Thank you. Mr. Ravi, may we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time limit, we will take last two questions. Request to all the participants to please limit your questions to two. We'll take the next question from the line of Nikhil Agrawal from VT Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity again. Sir, I wanted to know, how is the demand situation in then till now in Q4, in Jan and Feb till now?
Sorry, again, could not hear.
Mr. Agrawal, sorry to interrupt you. Please use the handset mode, sir.
Yeah. Hello, am I audible now?
The demand situation of what, which product?
Across
MDF or all?
Across all.
demand is more or less stable, is stable and is picking up. Because in last 5 years, our capacity is more than doubled. But the entire production of all the people have been consumed. The import is increasing during this year. In spite of increased import, we are able to sell our whole product. Plywood, yes, in between there was some challenges, but as far as Century is concerned, our volumes are constantly increasing. But when we see figures of some other people, and more particularly unorganized, so they have some pressure. But as far as Century is concerned, we are sure that our volume would continue to improve.
Okay, got it. And sir, will you be looking at MDF exports exporting MDF once the South plant comes in?
Sure, because that would be needed. From South, we are planning both the things, domestic market as well as export.
Okay, got it. That's it from me. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Praveen Sahay from Prabhudas Lilladher. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the follow-up. The only one question I have related to the MDF, and just a clarification, from the QOQ, if I look at the gross margin contracted 100 bits, whereas your EBITDA margin for the MDF contracted around 300 basis points. So what exactly from the gross margin to EBITDA in between has increased, which lead to a correction in the EBITDA margin?
Nail, have you heard of? Yes, sir.
So the EBITDA margin contraction was higher than the gross margin contraction. Now, that has to do with the advertisement spend as well, which has gone up almost significantly compared to corresponding quarter of the previous year.
Okay, and you will maintain those numbers for a way forward?
So generally what we do, the A&P spends are generally higher in the second half of the year. So then the trend generally remains the same. But this time, the spends was higher than what we did in the corresponding quarter of the previous year.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Thanks a lot for answering my question.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Sanjay Agarwal for closing remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Sorry, his phone got disconnected. Thank you everybody for joining us on the call. We will be back after the full year numbers are done. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of SKP Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, you may now disconnect your lines.